My name's Ian Varley. I play with Drop Trio and I play keyboards.
I'm Patrick Flanagan. I play bass in Drop Trio.
I am Nuge. I play drums in Drop Trio.
Thank you.
Ian and I met over a jazz website a few years ago, and we met and started writing songs and found a bass player, and that's pretty much it. That's it?
Yeah, we did a Google search for Drop Trio, and nobody came up, and we were like, oh, I guess it'll do.
It took us weeks. Everyone thinks it has some cool meaning, but it really doesn't. It just took us. It actually has a really dorky meaning. Oh yeah, it's totally. Tell them where it came from.
Yeah, we were. So we had the bass player who we were playing with at the time. He works at the Apple store, and he's this big Apple, you know, computer enthusiast. And there's this old utility on Apple computers called Drop Stuff. And he was like, why don't we call the band Drop Stuff? And Nuge and I were both like, no.
No, I thought it was cool because I know nothing about computers. So I was like, oh, that's a great name. He's like, dropping stuff. And then Ian was like, no, it's computer dork lingo.
And now there's anything wrong with computer dork lingo, but we modified it a little bit, and there's Drop Trio. And it's worked out well because we always get people, especially guitar players and singers, who are like, hey, man, can I join your band? And we're like, well, no. I mean, we're Drop Trio. We only have, you know, three people. There's only three spots. I'm sorry.
We're not going to change the name for you.
Right. And although one of my friends was pretty clever, he wanted to sing with us. And I was like, man, I'm sorry. This is Drop Trio. And he said, I got it. I'll change my name to Drop. But we still said no.
Spaceship Jazz, well, the jazz part of it, you know, we draw from our improvised, free-form, free music composed. And the spaceship part, well, that really refers to the weird stuff. And by weird stuff, I mean loud stuff. And by loud stuff, I mean dissonant stuff. And by dissonant stuff, I mean, you know, aliens and stuff.
Exactly. Aliens and stuff. I guess I'd have to say, like, you know, I'm the keyboard player, and so, like, a lot of stuff, like, I don't know, Bill Evans is a big influence on me, and, you know, Brad Meldow is amazing, of course, and Herbie Hancock is probably a huge influence, and all of those are examples of people who can really play well, which is where they differ from me, but other than that, there, you know, there's some similarities and certainly a lot of influence. What would you guys say are other influences on our sound?
On our sound, I know there's a lot of, well, for me, like, I learned bass by sitting down with Appetite for Destruction with Guns N' Roses. I did that for a while when I was young, and then I actually learned how to play. So, you know, I can't shake that stuff. Yeah, I got rid of the pick pretty in pretty short order. But with the three of us, you know, anything instrumental, you know, I've recently been going through an anathema for singers and melody and vocals. And so.
Right.
We also like to call anathema an influence. We listen to a lot of anathema. I think there is a band called Anathema. But anyway, we've got a lot of friend bands that were similar to in some ways that we've played with. We've played with bands like the Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey, and they're incredible musicians and great guys, and we've played with them a couple times. They, who else have we, kind of would be kind of in that camp? We kind of have a hidden penchant, I guess, for prog rock, and so we'll draw on some like old Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and some, you know, some Rush and Yes and stuff like that, just kind of in the way that we put together our songs, which is to say with lots of time signatures and meaningless changes and, you know, extra parts that we could probably have cut, stuff like that.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, bands. Oh yeah, yeah, Rush was always my big influence as a kid, but lately Mars Volta is the only band to listen to. And I like them because Mars is in space. So, that's all. Half the time I don't know what they're saying. And that goes back to the whole instrumental part. I don't like listening to words. Like reading and all that stuff is so overrated. Same with words and songs. Just, so Mars Volta, you can't understand what the guy's saying because he's singing in Martian, I think. So I like it. Yeah, they're a really good band. Also the Bad Plus we really like a lot, and Hiromi is really good.
You know, we actually write collaboratively. We all take part in the writing process most of the time for the songs. Somebody will come in with an idea, maybe, and then we'll just develop it into something different that's nothing like the original idea. And then we'll play it a few times. We'll come back to it and say, "Oh, that's really stupid," and we'll change it again. And eventually, we weed out all the stupid parts and keep all the good parts. And that's more or less how we write stuff.
The first album we wrote in like a couple of months. We wrote 12 songs really, really quickly. And we liked all of them, and we still play them today. And then we haven't written very many songs since. So we never like what we write. I mean, we've written a bunch of songs, but they're not as, I don't know.
Hang on. But there's lots of things that we play that we just kind of started out as improvised on the stage or improvised in the studio, and hey, let's remember that thing you did last week, do that again. So. There's plenty of that.
Well, primarily we think about the fact that we'll all be living inside computers within about 10 years. So, you know, we think about the way that that impacts us and our music. You know, we'll be virtual, so, you know, we'll be sort of existing on several different planes at the same time, simultaneously existing in a computer realm and also in a physical realm with various different, you know, nanobot swarm sort of...
People
will be listening to us just right in their brains, you know, because we'll be broadcasting over the brain net.
Okay, that's Ian's answer.
That's my answer. No, you know, it's funny, with a time span like 10 years, we've been around for about 3.5 years now, and what we kind of noticed is we go through these sort of phases, these transitional phases, so we'll play together a whole bunch and just do a big growth spurt. You know, like we had one sort of last summer where we would just play a lot, and we would grow a lot just so quickly, just change and morph and come up with new stuff and find sort of new planes. And then we'll go into kind of a slow period where we just, you know, all start to get a little restless, like, oh, I feel like we're doing the same thing over and over again. And then we'll have another spurt. So it kind of comes, it's cyclical. It kind of comes in waves like that. And so, I don't know, 10 years, that's a good 10 or 20 cycles from now. It's hard to say.
It's really better than it sounds.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Like, you know, Mark Twain said that about Wagner. Yeah, Wagner is much better than it sounds. I guess open-mindedness is not something that you'll find in every music listener in America. I like to think a lot of people in Austin are pretty musically open-minded, and I've seen that be the case. I'd say that's probably the number one thing that you'd need to kind of really get into what we're doing, because what we're doing is a lot different than most of the bands you'll hear out there. It's got a little bit of weird and a little bit of groovy and a little bit of unpredictable, and then a little bit more weird on top of that. So
I think there's always something in there that everybody could relate to at some point or another.
Right, yeah, even if it's just one note.